Engage.
Googling Lynn Cartwright Supernatural Files.
Yeah, I'll say that as soon as I come back into the other room, that that's her name.
Yep. Field producer or field director. One of the two. I don't remember.
Makes sense to be the fourth piece of that puzzle.
To be the one in charge, yeah.
You Kristen goes in her room, finds a manila folder with photocopies of old newspaper articles in it.
Ooh.
While they read, I'm going to check my email. Do I have any interesting email on my phone?
No, not on your phone.
I'm going to start charging my phone. I bet I used a lot of battery.
Yeah, it would actually be pretty low. Anything else?
I'm just basically stalling for time reading. Until they decide to read some of those things aloud.
Yeah, so, unless there's anything else in Troy's room.
Yeah, nope. Do I find anything?
No, like, nothing else out of the ordinary. Clothes, okay. Toiletries, stuff like that.
Okay, so in that case, we congregate back in, I guess, Tammy's room.
Sure.
And I'll be like, I found a list of who we've apparently interviewed.
Okay.
And it's a good number of people, and only one of them declined. So Mayor Charlotte Coleman interviewed yesterday, September 16th, on camera. Chief Daniel Matthews interview scheduled for 17th, 9:30 a.m. at the police station. That was this morning, so I'm guessing this list is at least a day old.
Yeah, makes sense.
Vanessa Volker, interview scheduled 17th, 2 p.m. at her office. Baker family declined interview. That was the house that's right next to the Cooper house, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they didn't want to talk about it. Grover family, don't know where they live, interviewed September 16th on camera. Joseph Kennedy, that's the officer, interviewed the 16th, masked audio only.
Yeah, you gotta blur his face.
Oh, okay. Not just the audio?
Well, yeah, whatever. We gotta.
Okay. Yeah,
Matt, I don't know if I edit this show or not. I don't know if I'm just the camera guy or not.
I feel bad, the guy, anyway.
James Burke and Alexis Romanov, interviewed September 16th on camera. Lily Austin, interview scheduled for the 17th at noon. So we had apparently three interviews today that apparently already happened. And we had like three or four yesterday. Four yesterday.
Okay. And you let us know about Lynn Cartwright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who apparently is the field director, which I guess means, just tells me what
person in charge in the field.
Yeah.
Is this a weekday or a weekend?
I just realized I've been spelling Cleo wrong.
Yeah. So did I. Can I see that list, Dave?
One of these newspaper clippings is Murder in Cleo, which presumably is about the murder that happened in the Cooper house. Yep. John Cooper, age 51, farmer, war vet, volunteer fireman.
Wait a minute.
Murdered his wife, Edna, age 45, and their son, Thomas, age 15.
What was his name?
John Cooper, as in Cooper house.
Can I find a number for the police station?
And this newspaper clipping is dated 1965.
I don't know if it's a... This says Andy Cooper.
You know, you really don't want to do whistle into the mic. Jeff, can I check something really, really quickly?
Yeah.
Can I get a number for the police station?
Yeah, you can Google it.
Okay. Can I call and ask to speak to Sergeant Kennedy?
Yes.
I have a weird question. We're just trying to piece things together I show we had an interview scheduled with Chief Matthews this morning. Do you know if that interview actually took place?
No, I don't think he would.
It said it was scheduled. Do you know of Vanessa Volker?
Yeah, she's the realtor in town.
I'm going to hang up with him and call her number.
It's the middle of the night.
Call anyway.
You'll get a voicemail. You get the office voicemail.
I will leave a message. Hello, this is Tammy. Had a couple follow-up questions. Can you please give me a call at your earliest convenience at blah, blah, blah?
Yep.
Please don't hesitate to call even though it's late.
Okay.
Because some realtors work late. I talked to mine at 10 o'clock at night, Jeff.
Whoa.
That I imagine that the
realtor. Although you're not a client.
Right. Yeah. No, like, okay, just to meta it slightly. Or, no, I mean, this is logical. This is Lynn's notes, right? Mm-hmm. We found these in Lynn's office. Yes. These all say things that should have happened today. I would like to confirm whether or not they happened today, or have we been missing for like 36 hours?
Did we miss our interviews?
Well, no. The officer said he talked to us yesterday.
Right, but the officer was yesterday. Do we miss our interviews today?
Right. Have we been out for an hour? Like, we don't know how long we've been missing.
Well, no, but no more than 24 hours.
Right.
Right, but there's a big difference between 24 hours and four.
Sure.
Let me see the notebook.
In fact, it's 20.
20 hours is, in fact, a decent amount of time. Almost a day, I'm told.
So there's another newspaper clipping from 14 years after the original murders of a random body being found in a field near the house, that the police say that there's no evidence of foul play.
In fairness, it says near a farmhouse.
I mean, it does say most of his insides were just gone.
Which, in the original murder, it looks like the husband father used a shotgun to kill his wife and son, and then opened them up and removed their insides. And then this unidentified man was found 14 years later in the middle of a cornfield with similar insides missing.
And that
quote: "There's no way a man could do that to another man. It's just evident the body wasn't dead long, but there wasn't a whole lot left of it. Most of its insides were just gone. To me, it looked like a bear or something large or hungry got a hold of the poor fellow."
Third clipping, dated 1990, talks about a teenager missing, a young girl, 15 years old, which also happens to be the same age of the son who was murdered. But missing, looks like a bunch of kids went to the Cooper house to do some sort of like, you know, haunted house sort of ritual thing, and she disappeared after that.
Never found?
I mean, yeah, as of this newspaper clip in 1990. So, and then the last one is just essentially there was a movie that wanted to be filmed based around the Cooper house, but the city council voted against it and to deny the film crew from coming out to film said movie.
You are missing a very important part, I feel, of this particular newspaper clipping, or we've not discussed it yet.
What's that?
And I quote, "They got to us."
Oh, yeah.
"Somehow, I don't know when, but they were inside them. My Edna and my boy. They're inside me, too." End quote.
Said Cooper as the sheriff approached him.
But the other interesting thing is, and again, I don't know if it's a typo, if it's a meaningful misdirect, but his name there is John Cooper, and in this clipping it says Andy Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
What was the son's name?
Thomas.
Okay, so this is 79, this is 65. Yeah,
that's 90.
That is a different name.
So the time periods are not, we're not looking at a clown here, are we?
No, there's no, it's like 14 years, 11 years, and then 21 years. So there's no.
Where's McCumsey Road? That's where the body was found in 79. Is that on our map? I'm assuming McCumsey Road is the same house as Baker and Cooper.
I have no road names.
Let me see if I do.
I have no recollection of this place. When in doubt, Frodo Baggins, always follow your nose.
Entrails do smell pretty terribly.
Actually, he said it to Peregrine Took. My bad.
And this is 90.
What was the most recent thing that happened?
2011.
Okay.
Which just simply says a Canadian production company wanted to make a movie.
Right, right.
But
what was your question about the road?
Yeah.
Where's
Macomsey Road?
Macomsey Road is the road that you were in an accident on.
Okay. So it's the one that Cooper House is on.
Correct.
Well, again, supposedly.
Did it disappear?
No, that doesn't specifically say Cooper House.
Oh, that's where it was pointed on the map, right?
The unidentified Cooper House body is
on Macomsey Road?
Does not.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. From what the sergeant said about where the Cooper House was and what your GPS locations mm-hmm. show, that's where you went.
Okay. I'm just saying.
The other one? Can I see the last one? I'm just looking for any other clues you haven't mentioned yet.
Can I see that?
Do we know if we've been to the house itself?
Get some of those tapes working, cameraman.
Well, first I got to be able to log into a computer.
Computer science the shit out of it.
Presumably Lynn's computer is locked.
Yes, both are.
Okay. I'm going to try yours, just in case Lynn comes back.
So you're going to piss me off, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you knew the password, we wouldn't have to.
All right, well, maybe not.
Okay.
Nope. So. I know that this is bullshit because the 3-day weather forecast, first off, is way off in temperature for Michigan in April. Let's just throw that out
there.
It's
September.
No. This is April 20th is the date of this paper. Second off, it lists Celsius first. What kind of ultra-dimensional bullshit are you trying to give me here, Jeff?
We've entered the European zone.
What's so funny is this is probably written by somebody who may or may not be from outside the U.S. They also included the Fahrenheit in brackets. I love it.
Yeah, that's a...
And I continue the brothel tradition of not reading the clue and instead looking at all the other shit they put on there.
I have it down as John Cooper is okay. The name.
That's what the first article says.
Typo.
It's time to do some hacker shit and type on two keyboards at once.
Go for it.
Time to hack.
As I drop my dice.
Did you guys know in here that Mr. Cooper had a mysterious death in prison?
Oh, no.
Wait,
I missed
no,
that.
What?
Yeah. We had heard about the tragic story behind Mr. Cooper, what he did to his family, and his mysterious death in prison.
Ah.
Combined with some of the legends that have been in Clio for years. So what are the legends and what happened to Mr. Cooper?
Well, one of the other legends is probably the
everybody's
the body
all
being
the time
found
hanging out with him. And
I mean, it could be the mysterious man, and it could be the missing girl.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just think that's probably something we wanted to look at.
I'll let Dave do his hacking.
Or fail at hacking, as
can
it may
you
be.
Make a successful roll this evening?
I would like to.
I would like it too.
He made a couple.
Have they been helpful?
Nope.
Flat out, nope.
Well, they were helpful to him. Cody.
Yes, sir.
As you're doing all this reading and stuff on the Cooper House,
uh-huh.
You distinctly have a memory of pulling up in front of the Cooper House.
Yeah, I kind of figured I would.
You would, but
I just... Troy's probably right.
What?
She's in that house.
Oh, no, she's absolutely in the house. So is our equipment.
And it would explain why we wouldn't have a lot of it if it got left behind in a hurry.
Yeah, that's even more mortifying. We were driving away from the house, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Screw Lynn, let's get out of here.
I'm starting to feel like a bad person. Okay.
You recall driving up to it during daylight, seeing the tall sea of green corn stalks, which we know aren't there. The old dilapidated barn and ramshackle ruin of the house. There is a feeling of excitement and maybe a bit of nervousness associated with the memory.
I'm thinking Lynn may still be in that house.
Well, shit.
Very possible.
Do you have any idea when we were there?
It was light out.
Huh.
Can I Google? I want to Google the missing girl, Tiffany Jensen.
Sure.
Or, yeah, did they ever find the missing girl?
Are there any reports of them finding?
Make me a computer use.
Computer science.
Computer science, sure.
There should be a Google Foo checker.
Nope. You're not able to find anything. You may have to go back through the actual, go through the local library to find more.
Yeah.
Local library, local PD, something like that to find more information.
Can I try and Google the circumstances of Cooper's death?
That would be a... That would be another computer science, but you'd probably be at a minus 20.
Okay.
That was a lot longer ago.
Yeah. I'll just give it a shot. Also, no. An impale or like an extreme fail is double digits, right?
Yeah, doubles.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to call the police station again.
Yes, ma'am.
Sergeant? My memory's coming back a little bit.
Ask for Chief Hastings.
I have a bad feeling that
Matthews.
Was there another woman with us? Do you remember a woman? We think her name is Lynn. She had red hair.
Oh yeah, the pretty one. Yes.
She.
Oh man.
Ouch. Do you know how much this expensive moisturizer costs, you dick? We're not sure where she is.
Okay.
She wasn't in the van with us, which doesn't make any sense. I have a feeling that we may have been, based on where the car was, I have a feeling we may have been in the Cooper house. She may be there alone.
Why would you leave her there alone?
I don't know. I just remember being there. Maybe she was hurt. Maybe we were going for help. I don't know.
When were you there?
Today, I think.
Today, like earlier today?
I think it was probably late afternoon.
So not the middle of the night.
Well, theoretically.
Maybe we were setting up for a shoot. Sometimes those take hours.
We had an interview at 2 o'clock. I think that was the latest thing we had.
That was the latest appointment that we had.
As you might imagine, the show gets shot a lot in the dark.
So.
Even though it's much easier to shoot it in the light and then superimpose the darkness. Allows you to better render details. Like my beautifully moisturized face, you asshole.
Okay.
Jeff, will the NPC go out and check the house, or do I need to go check the scary house?
The NPC is going to feed you a line of bullshit about 48 hours.
Not true.
For missing people. Yes, it's not true.
I'll roll persuade.
You will need a hard persuade.
Bureaucracy?
Which isn't a thing in
It's not a thing in this system.
Then crit it.
Almost credited.
What'd you get?
28. 28 out of 50.
Not even a hard.
Not a thing in this system. All right, so you guys want to go to the haunted house then?
Tonight?
She could be injured.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Like, so we could spend all day looking at things that tell us not to go to the house. Or we could just go to the house and see what's there.
Well, do we have any?
I want to see if
lighting equipment that works.
I have yet to see the map. Is there a Walmart?
Does your phone take an SD card? No.
Yes, micro SD probably.
Can I fit one of these chips from the van into her phone?
No, the ones out of the cameras would be the
larger
full size. Like
full size, yeah.
Roll me luck. Oh, you haven't gotten any of the computers to work. Never mind. I was going to say you could use one of the computers, but you haven't got logged in.
Does anyone else want to try getting into one of these laptops?
We have a hardware store, a grocery store, an auto store, a gun store.
Ooh. America.
And then some diners, bars, and other places to search.
It's America. We're not that far away from a Walmart.
Here, I will flip your laptop, Tammy's laptop, around and move it towards Kristen. See what you can do, because you have computer
science
too.
As you reach for the computer,
mm-hmm.
you catch out of the corner of your eye movement, and you see spiders.
Spiders where?
All over the laptop that you're touching.
Ah!
Yeah.
I yank my hand back.
Mm-hmm. And you look again, and there's nothing there.
You okay there?
Toussaint.
Yeah,
that's just arbitrary.
Yeah, here. And I'll just push through. Give it a shot.
Right. Computer science?
Yep.
25, that's a pass.
You were getting into Tammy's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You figure out who you're going to call.
I will. I have opened the laptop and I'll spin it back to you.
Mm-hmm. I start clicking away. Do I find any other information?
You find your emails and everything like that. You can
see if one of these cards fits.
Roll me a luck. Is there a slot?
22.
There is a slot.
Darn right. Tammy darn takes care of her tootin' slot.
Wow. There wasn't a laptop in my room.
There was not.
Okay, just double checking. Does that seem odd to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, so back
you're
out
missing shit. I'm missing shit.
Because you probably set up a place.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, not only that, there's probably thousands of dollars of equipment still there.
What's on the card?
I put the card in, turn around, and show it to Kristen and hit play.
You dick. No sand mouse for me.
This is the ones out of the van?
Yes.
You see a silent video. Mostly shots of the town, establishing shots, background filler, things like that.
B-roll.
Yeah. Is it B-reel or B-roll?
B-roll.
I mean, roll. B-roll, but it's, I mean...
B-reel's a rapper in Cypress Hill.
So is there anything useful on any of that? Anything else? Okay.
No, that's pretty much everything you find. You find about 3 hours worth of footage.
Okay. So where are the interviews?
Probably on the other cameras.
I'm telling you, I think we need to go back to that house.
Or that we've already pulled them off into hard drives, I don't know.
If we get a flashlight, we ought to be able to go back and search the house.
We should probably go stop by a store and get some equipment before we go.
Shotguns.
I mean, that's never been my thing, but I'll buy a bat.
I doubt I have firearms.
Yeah, I'm way better with a bat.
You've got bass.
That always goes well.
It is getting late. By the time you guys have searched the rooms, gotten towed, gotten everything, it's heading on towards midnight.
You still want to go
and
now?
And you are in a small town, and everything shuts up.
Oh, yeah.
At 8:30.
Nothing's open 24/7, except maybe a gas station.
Go to the house.
Oh, no, you can go to the house. You're just not going to go buy equipment beforehand.
Oh, hey, we know Lynn's number. We know her name now. See if you can call her.
Sure, I'll call Lynn.
Goes to voicemail. Doesn't go straight to voicemail. Rings through.
Okay.
She did. No, I'm pretty sure she's in that house.
Try a few more times just in case.
If we go to the... Surely, if we go back to that guy at the desk, surely he'll give us a flashlight. Like, don't you want to go back out there and at least check to make sure she's okay?
Would rather do that with some more stuff.
Why?
Well, because someone's missing. Whether or not, like... I don't actually believe it's ghost shit.
Question.
This is why we make this
it's
show.
It's definitely not real.
So but the point is, if it's not real, that means something real did hurt her.
Like a heart attack.
Or some vagrant who's staying in the house and just murdered us because we was encroaching on his territory.
Troy, you had a question.
Under Constitution, it says unwell. Do I get a sense on, like, what, like...
I thought you were talking about the U.S. Constitution for a second. Like, under the Constitution, I've got the right to...
Like, what is that? Is that a defined unwell?
That is part of the pre-gen character. Okay. It is an adjective describing an abnormally high or low score.
Yeah, you just... Maybe you're prone to sickness, or maybe you are...
Bad immune system.
Or, yeah, something.
Maybe you've been a chain smoker all your life and you have emphysema.
Yeah, something.
Hey, darling.
You got the gout.
yeah, I'm going to double down on waiting till morning.
Alright, 2-1.
You all do feel like
yep.
I mean, bruised rib. Yeah. We ourselves were unconscious not a handful of hours ago.
We need to go first thing in the morning.
We've got to go back.
Alright, I feel very helpless, but I will wait until morning.
I mean, I'll throw you the keys if you want to drive now, but...
I have the keys.
He's got them. Sorry. I mime throwing you the keys.
You're a bitch.
Good night.
So you going to bed?
I guess so.
Yep.
So we're going to have horrible nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the best.
How trippy would it be if we woke up in a van?
We don't remember anything.
Everybody roll off.
83.
12.
60.
Cody. Roll me a D8.
Whoa. Oh,
that doesn't sound good.
D8 in Delta Green.
It's probably how many awesome points I'm about
to get. It's how many hours of sleep you get.
1.
You dream. Your hands are stained in blood. In one is a dripping knife. And the other is a yellowed skull covered in runes with sentimental value to you. It belonged to your great-grandfather, the first of your line to speak with the children of the grave, the man who changed your family from simple peasants to the wealthiest house in Toulouse. All thanks to the secrets of those who eat death and for the sacrifices that your family has made. A brief flash of sadness then fills you, but you quickly dismiss it. After all, your beautiful wife is still young and you can always have more children. Make a sand roll.
Oh, man.
That's
out of left field.
Pass.
Pass? 1.
Hey, guys, you want to know what my sand score is?
What's your sand score?
69.
Bow, 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 bow.
Make an int times 2.
Ooh. Int times 2. That's going to be a lot harder. No.
No? Okay. You wake up in a cold sweat. This is some f***ed up. That was a f***ed up dream. You don't know why you're having it.
I like that the skull had sentimental value to you. It's like, oh, it was my grandma's.
It was his great grandfather. It was her great grandfather.
No, his. I had a wife.
You are right.
I'm assuming normal medieval gender roles.
Well, I. Not even medieval gender roles. There's a whole thing about you can have more children.
Oh, yes, that is true.
A woman with a wife cannot easily have more children. Regardless of gender roles, I'm just talking just straight biology there. Like,
everybody roll off.
Who's roll off?
89.
Why do I keep getting all my f***ing good rolls now? Mm-hmm. 8.
79.
8.
Cody.
Yes. Do you like me to roll another D8, Jeff?
No.
Okay.
You wake up in the morning after having this dream, and you as quick as you can get into the bathroom, you are retching.
Okay.
A little bit of blood, a little bit of just not quite normal vomit.
I guess that makes you wretched.
Travel stuff, aspirin, water, something.
Oh, yeah, you definitely feel like you need an aspirin. Your head is killing you.
Nausea. Mm-hmm. Medication.
The other two of you wake up feeling like too, but nothing like this.
Okay. Meds, anyway.
Do I feel similar to how I felt when I came conscious again?
Yeah, you still have the same splitting headache.
Okay.
I open the door, lean out to see if either of you've gotten up yet.
I don't know how you'd tell just by looking down the motel line.
Because if I don't see any movement in your rooms, I'm going to bang on your doors.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'd have a light on.
It's morning. We need to go back to that house.
Okay, all right. Let me get some coffee.
You hear me go, whoa.
Well, hopefully it'll make this headache better.
I'm going to call the police station again.
Okay.
Hello, Popo.
Ask for Chief Matthews.
May I ask who's calling?
Kristen Meeks.
Just 1 minute, and you'll be put on hold, and the same woman comes back on the phone and says, the chief says you guys have already had your interview. Is it?
So we did do that.
What's this in regard to?
We believe our fourth friend might be, have left been left at the house last night. We were wanting to go back up there in the morning, and we were looking for some local assistance just to give us some backup to make sure no dangerous element is there.
Your friend is missing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I'll knock on Lynn's door just to be sure she didn't come back at night.
No, there's no answer.
Okay, yeah.
Roll me a persuasion or bureaucracy.
I'll go with persuasion. 22.
Nice. Oh,
bing, bing, bong.
Yes, we'll have a couple officers out to the house to meet you. When you head, you're heading out there now?
Yeah, just a few minutes.
I'd say an hour.
What's that?
Say an hour.
We'll be heading out in the hour.
Matter of fact, the officers are going to go in and clear the house before you get there.
Okay.
They don't want you go. They don't want you going anywhere near the house until they've cleared it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You've given the thing people with guns.
But yeah. That's also. But it also means that we won't get blamed for whatever they find. Well, maybe.
Have you played this game before?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, anyway, time to go to the sporting goods store and buy a nice aluminum baseball bat.
What are you guys doing?
Going to the house.
You are going to the house.
Going to a sporting goods store and buying a nice aluminum baseball bat.
I vote no.
I mean, it's probably on the way.
You have a camera boom. Like,
what? That's not helpful.
That's literally an aluminum thing like a bat.
Yeah, but it's not made for hitting things.
It's made for gripping and swinging.
But I need it for sound.
Do we have a sense of where the hotel is in conjunction with the town?
Let me. It's out here, I believe.
Aluminium.
I'm just wondering, do you really want the cops to get there before
we
do?
Why the hell is it not on there? I know it's on mine.
Also buy a catcher's mitt. And a baseball.
Plausible deniability or what?
Yep.
We're not DG. If we were DG, we'd have just set the house on fire by now.
The asterisk's out by one.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you have to completely drive through town to get out there.
Yeah. We will have to drive through town, so if we wanted to stop and get anything, it's on the way.
Get Dave a damn bat that will be useless against the forces of the unknown.
It'll make me feel better.
I mean, Lovecraft wrote right there. Cthulhu's like, oh no, a bat, and just disappeared.
I'll go back to sleep. Don't hit me.
If it's made of iron, it will at least dissipate the bat. The ghost.
I don't think anyone sells iron baseball bats.
Okay, so you get your bat. You head out there. There are two.
Oh, and flashlights.
Yeah. Just in case. I want a weapon as well.
Oh, what are you getting?
I want a bat or something, yeah.
A pocket knife.
Okay. Flashlights, two bats, anything else?
I'll go ahead and get the baseball and the catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
A breakfast burrito.
You could find that.
Ooh, and coffee.
I'm glad that her life could potentially be in danger and we're buying bats.
Cody, combat
breakfast
five.
Burritos.
Fine, we'll send you in first.
How does that stomach handle a gas station breakfast burrito?
45 under 50.
45 out of 50. Very good.
Iron stomach.
It's a feat.
So we get to the Cooper house.
You get to the Cooper house, and all three of you have kind of the same flash that Cody did when he first started researching the Cooper house. You all have the flash of, I was here.
We've been here before.
Yes.
Did we arrive before the cops?
No, there are two cops outside waiting for you.
Okay.
Morning, officers.
Morning. We've been through the house.
Nobody's there?
No, we don't see anybody. We see some lighting equipment and things like that.
Okay, well, I mean, that's good. We were just hoping that we wouldn't find our friend in trouble. But if she's not here, though, that means she's still missing.
Well,
she didn't come back to the motel last night.
You'll have to go down to the to the
station.
Station. Thank you. And file a report.
Okay. We can't start looking before that.
What do you mean?
I mean,
yeah, you can look.
No, I mean, like, can't just call in a missing person report.
How long she been missing?
At least
24 hours.
I mean, yeah, what?
Around 24 hours.
Why do you think that she's a little less in danger? I mean,
we're not from here. We would have been sticking together. We're here. We're all here for a common goal. There's no reason for her not to be with us.
You admittedly don't remember what happened yesterday. She could have gone back to wherever you guys are from, back to the office.
All her stuff's still at the hotel.
I call her phone.
At this point, it would go straight to voicemail.
She's not been answering her phone either. It was ringing through.
We're here to shoot a show. We know that we've discovered that much about ourselves. She was involved with the show. She would be with us.
Roll me a persuade, somebody.
I'm stating facts.
I understand that.
Pass again.
We will, when we get back to the station, we will start the report. You'll need to come in and fill in details.
Okay. Well, and if also you could just, you know, keep an eye out around town for her.
I mean, how much information do you have on her?
Do you want to see a photo of her?
What's her full name?
Lynn Cartwright.
Full name.
What? I don't know her middle name.
How much information are you going to be able to provide for a missing persons report?
Well, we have her laptop.
Okay.
And there's a good amount online about her, too.
I'm going to begin searching the Cooper house.
Okay. Oh, dear goodness. By yourself.
The cops went in. It's fine. Why do you think that there's horrible things in here?
All right.
Our show's not real. I will roll search. Looking for skulls.
Our show's not real. I'm going to go look for a rune-covered skull.
I mean, if I find it, then I know there's a problem.
On the property, this is a farmstead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned.
Yes.
How many other buildings are there on the property?
There is the main house, and there is a ruined barn. There is also large rock formations around.
Okay.
You can see that the fields that are still kept around here, they don't extend into the area of the house. Presumably because of the rocks.
Okay.
They're cairns.
Does it look like there's like an organization to the rock structures?
What do you mean?
Like, are they in some sort of pattern, like a row?
If we trace them in mashed potatoes, would they make sense?
They're spooky rocks.
Are they in a specific location? Are they all around the property?
Yeah, they're all around the property.
Okay.
If we stood on top of the barn, would it form a pattern?
You can roll me a cult or something like that if you want to know that. A cult geometry or something like that.
Well, I don't have geometry. I have graphic design.
That involves some bits of geometry.
It does.
Also, don't you have a cult 50? I do.
My graphic design's a 60, so it gives me a little extra edge. Nope. Just missed it.
Can I push the roll?
Can I spend luck?
Oh, hey. There's the Cooper house.
I'm sure it's not at all ominous that there's a map.
Do the rocks form a pentagram?
There does not seem to be any mention of rocks on said map.
The black spots.
The black spot!
Like these?
Yeah.
Oh, those are all rock. Like, how big of...
How rocky are these rocks?
Yeah, like...
It doesn't specify, but it's enough to throw off farming in this area.
So not small.
The area directly around the house.
Well, I mean, they're large as far as, like... Area. Width and stuff, but like, yes. I'm just trying to understand, are these just like a sheet of rocks? Are these several feet high?
Or the gravel?
I would assume protruding up through the ground, probably not high enough that you can't see past them from the road.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to investigate that rock formation.
Is this where is the road here? Is it like over here?
No. Oh, yeah, probably. I mean,
yes. And there's like this long road that leads back onto the property to the house. Okay. Like a quarter mile driveway sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Then there's the main barn to the left. Or sorry, the main house is on the left and the barn is on the right.
Is this, you said protruding, so does this look like rocks coming up from the ground, or is this looks like people have piled?
No, this is natural rock formation.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I guess probably go into the house.
Oh, yeah, no, I want to search that.
Troy said he wanted to look at one of the rock
formations. Yeah, I want to look, like, are there any...
You can look at the barn.
Sure.
Markings? Is there any, like, etchings in the rock? Are there any...
Make a search roll.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
You're sure of it.
The barn is collapsed.
I mean, I don't know how to really ask that question without... From a rudimentary sense, is anything odd about the rock formation itself? I mean, is it...
Other than the fact that this is the only area that you've noticed around here, I mean, it's cornfield as far as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only area that has this natural rock formation protruding from the ground.
Okay.
I mean, you haven't searched out the whole area for miles around, but you don't, in the area that you can see around here, you don't see anything else like that.
Neither of you happen to have geology, do you?
No. I have chemistry.
I have biology. Something tells me our character sheets were, like, right next to each other.
Is that part of science?
Yeah.
Okay, then no, I don't. I have a zero in science.
Is the rock, like, smooth? Does it look smooth? Does it look, like, glassy? Does it look like just, like, standard, like, rocks?
Yep.
Okay.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Not, like, volcanic glass or something like that. Just rock.
But it seems like this is one piece of rock that is protruding out of the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Space rocks.
I want to do something real stupid, but not yet.
It's never stopped us before.
Arson. I'm described as brilliant, so I don't know if I would do this right yet.
Really?
Mm. Brilliant doesn't mean wise.
I got it. We just burned the house down. No more problems.
Well, as far as I know, my intelligence is only described in one category, so I am brilliant.
I'm unflinching.
I'll go in. She said the barn has collapsed, like completely, like.
Oh, I missed that part.
Like there are bits of the structure of the walls still standing, but the roof is caved in.
Okay.
Okay, so it's open to the air.
The roof has fallen in, and the walls have been pulled in with it. It's a pile of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
House.
So less a barn and more a ramshackle piece of lumber.
Probably.
Basically, yes.
Rotting lumber. Many ramshackle pieces of rotting lumber.
Right. The best kind of lumber.
Are the cops still here?
I assume they were still talking to the other two while you were looking at the rocks.
I want to ask him who's tending the cornfields.
The land around this was sold. This land and the land that was farmed by the Coopers... And the families before that were bought by a corporation, I think it is.
What, not the Baker family?
No, the Baker family has their own property.
Okay, I just thought that was close by.
That was the house that we saw, right?
With the lights on, yeah.
Okay. I thought that was nearby. Where does the Grover family live?
They are the family on the other side of the Bakers from the Cooper house.
Okay, so one further down. Okay.
Yep.
And they were willing to talk about it. The Bakers weren't.
Any other questions or things you'd like to do before the cops take off to go start filing your report?
House.
Yeah, I know you want to go in the house.
I'm just excited to see the haunted house.
Okay.
Fills me with childish glee, Jeff.
So childish. I will wait for the cops to leave, and then I will grab my bat and enter the house with him. Her.
Okay.
Yeah, once the cops are gone, yeah.
Just okay. Off for a little baseball, officer.
Yep.
That's why I'm waiting for them to leave. So I don't have to explain.
I'll put the...
I have an aluminium bat.
Okay. You walk in the front door. You see a set of stairs going up in front of you, a set of double doors on your right, and an open doorway into the living room on your left.
Do the double doors lead to like a dining room or something like that?
Pretty much empty room. It says study.
Oh yeah, I suppose it hasn't been lived in for however long.
No, this place is completely dilapidated.
There's also no furniture or.
It's sparse. There looks like an old couch in the living room.
Okay.
What are the skills? Anybody got survival?
Base.
I have 30.
I would give a survival or a search.
Search I might be able to do.
I'll go for survival.
Is this a two-story house?
It is.
You said stairs.
I fail.
I rolled...
You don't get any bonus for aughts, do you?
Not one. Not two. But in fact, 3 zeros. That's, on my search. Uh-oh.
That's bad.
That is bad.
No, that means I found the best thing. I found the plot.
And you're the one with the dream, so let's give all the sanity dump to you.
Did you find existential dread?
You rolled a two.
I found existential
dread. Did you find cosmic terror?
There are signs of maybe not habitation, but people have been here.
Mm-hmm.
In the living room, you guys find some of your equipment. Lights, stuff that it's not staged out or anything. It's laid in a corner and neatly organized, waiting to be set up.
Camera?
No, not a camera.
Okay. I'm never going to get to roll photography.
Ghosts took that with them.
You find it looks like there have been vagrants who have come through here. You find, like in one of the bedrooms, you find a mattress up against a wall and signs of somebody was like sleeping under it, propped like a tent up against the wall.
Yeah, so
you find some condoms. Some used condoms, things like that. Just odd little things where somebody's come in here on a dare. Somebody's come in here and stayed the night. Whatever.
Yeah.
Search the rest of the house.
There's a kitchen. There is a bathroom, a laundry room, and a porch. On the first floor, there's 3 bedrooms.
Wow.
Upstairs. And there is the basement.
That's where the scary stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
It's where they keep the book with the face on it.
It's a good thing we brought flashlights.
I'm just going to search it from top to bottom. So I'll do the first floor, then I'll go do the second floor, then I'll go to the basement.
Okay. Everybody going all over the house?
Everybody what?
Yeah.
Everybody searching the whole house?
Yes, yes, yes.
Troy, down in the basement, you can find some more of your dropped equipment. You also find a lot of tracks down there. There was a lot of recent traffic down there.
Okay. Tracks in, like, the dust, or...?
Yes. You find old boxes of junk, you find an old boiler, and you find down at the far end of the basement, there's a lot of traffic down around one specific area.
I'll investigate where those tracks are going.
Mm-hmm. Make me one more search roll.
Troy, or?
I mean, if you're going to point it out to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody can search.
Pass.
You did pass.
I rolled not one, but 2 zeros and a 1. Ergo, I impaled.
Ooh. No.
01 is still an impale in the book. 01 and all doubles.
I think that's correct.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Troy, you definitely see a seam in that wall. You find a mechanism to open it.
I pull the handle.
Is it a candlestick handle?
It's a ridiculous wall sconce. I love wall sconce secret doors.
It's a shackle attached to the wall.
If I ever have
a
secret...
It's a meat hook hanging from the ceiling.
If there are wall sconces in my house, you should most definitely pull them because I guarantee you they do something. I don't know what I would make them do, but they do something.
On this house, there you might have find some of those already.
This is probably going to be a short one because you guys came right here and you've made really good rolls, and You haven't done any of the research or anything. I mean, well, no. This is how it's supposed to play out. But you haven't learned any of the backstory. You haven't learned anything else. Well, but you found
to
come
to the house. I was hoping to find cameras with recordings in them. But
I don't want it to be a late night. The audience wants to get this over with. Let's find what's out.
You find that camera.
Oh, where? In?
You see it dropped inside this door that just opened.
Oh, great. Okay.
You find a fair amount of the missing equipment that you've noticed.
Okay. Well, as soon as they see the camera, can I pick it up and like roll the tape back and play whatever was recording?
Yeah. You find the interview tapes.
Oh, but I mean like what was immediately being recorded?
Yeah.
Like as we're going through the house.
Well, we'll get there.
let him build. We're going to get there. Yeah. We've now found all the interviews that we didn't know where it was.
You all have the memory. This all comes back to you. You remember coming down here. You remember finding this place. You remember coming in here. You remember having another person with you. Two people, in fact. You remember having Lynn with you. You also remember a blonde. You have no frame of reference right now to find out who that is.
A blonde female?
A blonde female. You come down here. You find this door open. You all start filing in to go see what it is. You've all got lights searching around. This is all fairly well-worked stone. And as you go in, you hear a thump as the door closes. What's that look, Troy?
I was going to say, we're going to try to prop the door open.
No, you are remembering
the memory.
Oh, remember. Okay.
Yeah. Right now, the door is open. You're fine. You're remembering what happened.
Okay.
Tammy slowly scoots back out into the... Well, I like to imagine we're all huddled around the camera watching this and thinking about it. I just scoot back into the basement.
Foot right in the door.
I mean, there's a clusterfuck as you guys try and figure out how to get this door open. There's flashlights flashing around and everything like that. You see Lynn there with you. There's just the four of you in here. The blonde is gone. You hear the movement behind you. And you turn around and Lynn is the closest one to the back of this chamber. And you all feel a voice go through your head that says, "Do you want to live?" And you turn around to see a massive creature. You don't know how to describe it. You don't know what it is. It's on eight legs. Massive crab-like spider legs. Big white body. And it's standing over Lynn. And she fumbles. She shakes her head and kind of... It looks like she snaps. She's not able to talk. She's not able to anything. And then you hear the voice again that says, "Then die." And one of the legs just comes down. And you all say yes. You all say, "I want to live." And something reaches out of this thing and grabs you and picks you up. And something else forces down your throats.
Excellent.
Sweet.
And is that on camera?
No. The initial cluster is, and then the camera gets dropped.
Okay.
So we've gone from watching this to now remembering it.
You hadn't even gotten to the watching part. You all see inside this door, and this all starts flooding back to you. You're all standing outside this door right now. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Britain.
Britain has just... reached in to grab the fallen camera. What are you guys doing?
I would shine a light through the rest of the room. How do I get a sense of how big the room is? Is this a very big room? Or
it's a decent sized room, yes.
But I can see like the end of it.
You can see a tunnel that goes back, and you can see the end of where the tunnel turns.
So you can't see the end of it.
There's a tunnel.
You remember the tunnel goes further back and opens up into a chamber.
Okay. Can I Google the realty office?
Yeah.
That's Vanessa Volker.
Right. She's the other woman in the scenario. Is she a blonde?
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Because she still hasn't called me back yet.
Make me an idea roll.
I hadn't forgotten the other women in this scenario. You sexist pig.
No.
Whoa.
I rolled 10.
You rolled a 10?
Correct. So I pass.
This property is being managed by a realtor. It's owned by a corporation that is trying to sell off this portion of land that they can't use.
Sure.
It makes absolutely no sense that there would be a wrecked barn and a dilapidated house sitting here trying to be sold.
You mean like, why didn't they tear it down?
Why didn't they tear it down or fix it up?
Yeah.
Actually, everybody needs to roll me sand.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Or wait a minute. No, you don't. Because but you already did.
Yeah.
Cody made it.
Hey!
Cody made both.
Way!
That
was my 53 and 56.
Five.
Okay. 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 That's
Troy and Dave both made one of them. They made the first one to watch Lynn die. They failed the second.
Oh.
You may want to look at sand rolls and sand rolls in that.
I have never gotten to roll a d20 for sand. Troy, you lose 17.
Oh dear.
Remember that book you brought? I need to Yeah. Cuz technically at this point we're not, you need to decide what you're going to do.
Oh, cuz this will probably push us past the breaking point.
It's going to do all kinds of f***ed up stuff.
Dave, you've already lost two of the you take another 20 off.
Oh dear hell. Yep, I'm down to 48.
Yeah, you need to see 48. What happens now.
Yeah, so I'm eight past my breaking point.
The breaking points, you can push them off on bonds, which
you don't know who your bonds are.
Yeah. But apparently they all have scores of 12.
I mean, I assume I have a mother.
Mommy.
I had to have come from somewhere.
So
a test tube.
The first thing is that temporary insanity occurs on 5 or more. So we all get temporary.
That all already happened.
Oh. Okay, so you're already saying that has already happened.
Yes. Dave, you have arachnophobia.
Oh, boy.
Troy, spiders. Claustrophobia.
Okay.
You don't like the idea of going down that tunnel?
Sure wouldn't.
Never mind. He's already taken care of all of it.
The basement is actually gnawing at you.
He's got you your disorder for blowing past your breakpoint.
Wait, and then don't we recalculate the breakpoint?
You do, but I don't think it's going to matter for this scenario.
Okay.
If you re-break again, it's going to be bad.
Yay. I mean, we did just roll a d20 for sand.
On the bright side, I haven't reached my breaking point yet, so I can probably tick one for violence and or helplessness.
That's totally helplessness.
Oh, I probably got one too. Earlier.
You hit your breaking point, it would be erased.
Oh.
You have to hit 3 without hitting your breaking point.
I see.
Okay, you are outside this door. What are you doing?
I still want to pick up that camera.
Yeah, you got your camera.
Okay, so since I now remember what happened, it might be useful to go back to those interviews.
Mm-hmm.
If we've got the tapes.
Yeah, let's go back up. Let's go back up to the van and maybe look through some of the interview tapes.
Sure. I think it'd be great to not be down here right now.
And I also think we need to visit the realtor. And I like slap my dun, the dun. Bat against my hand.
Boiler. What kind of boiler, Jeff?
It's an old rusted up boiler.
Pressure? I mean, was it gas or was it
long disuse?
A boily kind of boiler.
At the time, I don't know if it would have been gas or wood burning.
65? I don't know. I can't say that I'm proficient in mid-century utilities.
Could have been gas.
Well, I mean, 65, he's literally talking about this house. This house runs on gas, so.
Well, yeah. The murder happened at 65. This house could very much.
This house is significantly older.
Yeah. Fair enough. What about sources for making a fire, Jeff?
You didn't bring any with you.
Smoker? Lighter?
Spark plug?
Smoker he made up. I don't think I'm actually... I mean, I don't have any information on...
I think we need... We need something to make a fire.
Burn it with fire.
Let's go get some gasoline and some road flares.